The views and opinions expressed within this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, advertising partners, or ownership of Forever Communication. The It's All Good podcast, hosted by Lorraine Gossett Jones, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital.
This is Lorraine Jones with 15 minutes of good news, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital. Gonna say yay, 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 yes to VBS. Gonna say yay, 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 yes to VBS. Yep, it's Vacation Bible School season, otherwise known as VBS. And if that song has been playing over in my head since last month. We had Vacation Bible School at Second Baptist Church in June, and I taught the daily Bible study to second and third graders, and I've done that for several years now. And before that, when my kids were younger, I helped with all different kind of things with VBS. I helped decorate rooms. I helped with crafts. But most of the time, I was usually in charge of activities for Vacation Bible School because at the time, I managed Baptist Memorial Hospital's Fitness and Wellness Center. And we had all the stuff for activities. We had jump ropes, hula hoops, racing cones, balls, games. We had everything that was needed to keep the kids busy for a while. So that's sort of where I usually got relegated, outside with the activities. So I've been involved with VBS for a while. But, you know, I never got to go to Vacation Bible School. I was not in church as a child, so I never got to be a student at Vacation Bible School. But I started attending Second Baptist Church with my two boys in 1998, and I got saved in March of 2000. And that same year, in June, my youngest son, Stevie, he accepted Christ on the last day of Vacation Bible School at the age of 8. And I'll never forget how excited he was when he got home. He came bursting through the house, running up to me and told me, I got saved. And he wanted to tell me all about it. And he told me what they had learned and what they did that day. And he told me that at the end of the day at Vacation Bible School, the pastor talked to all of them and, you know, asked them, is the Lord pulling you toward him? Is the Lord knocking on the door of your heart? And Stevie said, Mama, he was banging on my chest. So it was so sweet the way he described it. So Vacation Bible School has always had a special place in my heart ever since then. Now, after our Vacation Bible School week, I talked to Haley Carr. She's our director of children's ministry at Second Baptist Church, and she told me that we had about 150 children a day at Vacation Bible School, age 3 years old to fifth grade, but there were about 245 people on campus each day. That left, you know, almost 100 people, 100 volunteers to be there. There were people that needed to be in the kitchen, making snacks, getting all that ready. Had to be somebody doing crafts, not somebody, several people doing crafts, people doing missions. There had to be teachers and assistant teachers and helpers and song leaders and people that just got the kids from place to place, people to register them in the morning, people to clean up. I just took so much. I took so many people to pull off a successful Vacation Bible School. And I have to tell you, this year, the content, the material, the curriculum that we had was fabulous. And I have to be honest, some years I struggle with some of the content. I struggle to teach a lesson to go with the theme. And sometimes it's a stretch for me to present the material in a way that's understandable to like kindergartners and first graders. But this year's content, it was so relevant. It was so simple, but to the point. And it was easily understandable and relatable for the kids, I thought. More about the content later. Pardon me. But every night when I came home, I was singing that song, gonna say yeah, 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 yes, to va, 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 VBS, just sort of reverberating in my head. Now, that's not the main point of that song. That's just sort of a little bridge. You know, it has very good verses with powerful messages. One of the verses says, say yes to the blessing of studying God's word. And one verse says, say yes to living my life like Jesus. So there's very good words in that song besides what I'm singing to you. So I when I talked to Haley, I said, who wrote that? I thought it's something we just made up at Second Baptist Church or you know, I didn't know where it came from. And I said, do you have any idea who wrote that? And I thought she was going to say, nope, it's just been around. But when I asked her, she just immediately said, Jeff Slaughter. And I said, oh, wow, who's that? And she goes, oh my gosh, he's a Vacation Bible School legend. So she knew immediately who it was. So I looked him up and found out that Jeff Slaughter is a songwriter and a worship leader. And he's written music for Lifeway's Vacation Bible School material since 1997. I think he's stepped away from it now, but for about 25 years, he wrote the music portion of Vacation Bible School. And it's been estimated that 46 million children over the years have sung Slaughter's songs. That's amazing. And when he was asked why we love singing with kids, he said, my heart's desire is to equip them with God's word through music and to help them discover what a passionate relationship with Jesus is all about. So that was a beautiful quote. And I read several other quotes by him. But the next one is my favorite. And here it is from Jeff Slaughter. It says, I love to help kids understand what a miracle it is that God made our voices to sing. The Bible doesn't say sing if you're a great singer or if you like the song. It just says sing, says Slaughter. We tend to take things like that for granted. But when the children of Israel went into battle, they put the worshipers on the front line because they knew that if they entered into the battle with praise, they were going to win. What a powerful truth the Lord shows us through that example. When we choose to sing praise in the middle of our own battles, we win. He says, I have learned that lesson throughout my life, and I want to do all I can to pass that on to this generation. That quote really resonated with me. Now, as a mediocre singer in the joyful noise section of our choir, I want to be one of the worshipers on the front lines. I want to go into battle singing his praises. What a great lesson for these kids. What a great lesson for all of us, really. Well, I started getting interested in Vacation Bible School more, and I dug a little deeper, and I found out that Vacation Bible Schools actually started 130 years ago. The origins of Vacation Bible School can be tracked back to a place called Hopedale, Illinois, in 1894. There was a Sunday school teacher named D.T. Miles, who was also a public school teacher, and she felt that she was really limited by time constraints in the regular classroom. She was limited in what she could teach the kids as far as Bible study. So she started a daily Bible school to teach children during the summer. The first Bible school enrolled 40 students, and it lasted for 4 weeks. And a local school was used for the classes, and there was an adjoining park where they would have recess. And just a few years after that, in 1898, Virginia Sinclair Halls, I think I'm saying this right, H-A-W-E-S, Halls. She was the director of the children's department at Epiphany Baptist Church in New York City. And she started an everyday Bible school for neighborhood children during the summer. And this is where she started it, at a rented beer parlor on New York City's East Side. Isn't that amazing? God can do things in all kind of places, can he? Robert Beauville of the Baptist Mission Society became aware of her summer program, and he started recommending it to other Baptist churches. And just through the years, it grew, and Beauville, in 1922, he founded the World Association of Daily Vacation Bible School. And then a year after that, in 1923, Standard Publishing produced the very first printed Vacation Bible School curriculum. So that's kind of the history. I just find that so interesting to see how it really got started. So speaking of curriculum, lastly, I want to touch on this year's curriculum that I got to deal with. Now, we used a Lifeway curriculum, and it was called Breaker Rock Beach. And like I said, they always have a theme for you to play off of and decorate off of and do crafts off of, which is helpful. But I thought, what in the world is Breaker Rock Beach when I first heard that? Because we've had beach settings before, but this setting was supposed to be in the Pacific Northwest. So in your mind, we took pictures in. I showed them on a map where the Pacific Northwest was, and I showed them pictures of the kinds of beaches that are there. They're not what we think of. Our families go to Destin and Orange Beach and, you know, those kind of places, Gulf Shores. That's where we go. And the beaches look a certain way. But I showed them pictures of the beaches in the Pacific Northwest, and they were rough and rocky, and they had whales out in the ocean, and they had rough waters and crashing waves and big unmoving rocks on the beach. So that was sort of the setting that we were talking about. And when I opened my Bible study leader guide on page one, it said, "At Breaker Rock Beach, kids will learn to recognize the difference between what the world says is true and what God says is true." I fell in love with the curriculum right there. You had me on page one. So that was the gist of it. But then as we went on, there were five points or five truths, five sessions to hammer home to these kids. And I had 20 minutes a day to do it. Of course, my suggestion for next year is going to be 30 because it was a bit of a push. But the first is truth comes from God and it never changes. And we just kept saying that all week. Truth comes from God. And we talked all about some of the things you hear in the world, but what the Bible says, what God says, and that's never changing. The second point was God's plan is best. And it talked about the difference between making a good decision and making a God decision, a good choice versus a God choice. And in the study, it suggested that before you make a choice about whether or not to do something, that children should ask themselves, will this please God? And I thought that was a great thing for everybody to remember. The third point was everyone needs Jesus. The fourth was Jesus is the only way. And the point in the text was, in this world that you will hear things and meet people that crash up against God's truth. But remember that God's truth is solid as a rock, unchanging, never wavering, never moving. And that was a great lesson to teach there. And then the last point was speak the truth in love. And the point was that we should remember to show God's love to others even when, whether you agree with them or not. Let me say that again. Remember to show God's love to others whether you agree with them or not. Wow. Just wow. We all need to hear these truths. Can't we just make all the adults in the country go through Vacation Bible School this year? I think it might help. Well, sometimes at the end of Vacation Bible School, you look at the teachers and the helpers and the workers that have been there all week, and they look pretty exhausted. I know I was. And you look at them and you think, are they wondering, does all this time, effort, energy, resources to put on a Vacation Bible School, is it worth it? Is it worth it? So I really tried to look at some statistics, and I'll be honest with you, maybe I wasn't looking in the right places, but it was a little hard to find. And the data that I found was about 5 or 6 years old. But is Vacation Bible School worth it? It's estimated that approximately 3 million students enroll in Vacation Bible School each year. So it reaches 3 million kids. I think that's worth it. And the year that this data was collected, 65,000 salvations resulted from Vacation Bible School attendance. I think it's worth it, right? And the other important thing, that year, they said that year, 22% of the kids who attended did not attend any church at all. So they were kids that were maybe friends of kids at the church and they took them with them, or relatives, or they were somebody's grandchildren that went to the church and they brought them, and they were invited in some way. They didn't even attend any church. So we got to introduce the gospel to kids that were unchurched. So yeah, Vacation Bible School is worth it, right? Well, just in closing, just a reminder, Vacation Bible School, it creates lasting memories. It presents the gospel, it fosters community, and it deepens the faith of all who are involved. I know it did me. I was renewed. I was refreshed from teaching it for a week. VBS is a special event that helps lock biblical truths in a child's heart and mind for a lifetime. So the next time someone invites your children or grandchildren to Vacation Bible School, or if your church is looking for volunteers to help with music or crafts or to teach the Bible study lesson, just say yay, 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 yes to VBS. This is Lorraine Jones, and you've been listening to 15 Minutes of Good News, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital.
The It's All Good podcast, hosted by Lorraine Gossett Jones, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital, delivering the promise of quality health care.
At the Baptist Cancer Center in Union City, a low-dose CT lung screening can identify cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. If you are a current or former smoker, you may qualify for a screening. If you are age 50 to 77, currently smoke, or have quit within the last 15 years, have at least a 20-pack year history of smoking, please call the Baptist Cancer Center in Union City at 884-8611 to learn more. Get better with Baptist.